USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. With the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Benson.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their trade policy.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said that was the best match of her life. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The mystery of a 1983 disappearance of the 15-year-old daughter of a Vatican employee took yet another twist following evacuations at Vatican City's cemetery. The Vatican said it had discovered two sets of bones under a stone slab that will be formally opened next week. The new discovery came after the Vatican on Thursday pried open the tombs of two 19th-century German princesses in the cemetery of the Pontifical College in hopes of finding the remains of Emanuela Orlandi. Her family had received a tip that she might be buried there, but the tombs turned out to be empty. Searches continued, and Vatican spokesman Alessandro Gissati said further searches had been centered on the areas adjoining the tombs. He said investigators had located two sets of bones under a stone slab manhole. He said the area was immediately sealed off and would be opened only in the presence of forensics experts on July 20. Her case has been one of the enduring mysteries of the Vatican, kept alive by the Italian media and a quest by her brothers to find the true answers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man armed with a rifle threw explosive devices at an immigration jail in Washington State, then was found dead after four police officers arrived and opened fire. The Tacoma Police Department said officers responded about 4 a.m. to the privately run Tacoma Northwest Detention Center, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security detention facility that holds migrants pending deportation proceedings. The detention center also held immigration-seeking parents separated from their children under Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy, an effort meant to deter illegal immigration. The shooting took place about 6 hours after a peaceful rally in front of the detention center, police spokeswoman Loretta Cool said. She also said another rally was planned for later in the day, but it was to be held in a different area because of the investigation into the police shooting. Former New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, who has struggled with substance abuse for years, was arrested for alleged cocaine possession in New Jersey. The famed pitcher was picked up by police in the Homedale Township of New Jersey, about 55 miles south of where Gooden burst onto the scene in 1984 and won National League Rookie of the Year. He was pulled over by police who found two small baggies containing cocaine, according to a criminal complaint written by Police Sergeant Michael Moore and filed by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Gooden was charged with third-degree possession of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars if convicted. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.